I'm talking to James Stretton, who is chair of the Lammermuir Festival and a trustee of the Lamp of Lothian Trust. The Lamp of Lothian Trust was founded by the late Duchess of Hamilton and has been active for some 45 years. James, can you tell me about the Duchess's vision for the Trust in the East Lothian community?
The Duchess was really very forward-looking in her aims being to serve the whole community. It originally wasn't specifically music, but music was very much part of her ideas. The first project was to put the roof back on St Mary's Church in Haddington, which had been damaged in the wars between the English and Scots in the early 1700s.
And music has always played a key role in the history of the Trust, as you've mentioned, and it has attracted some rather famous musicians over the years, hasn't it?
It most certainly has. In the early days, Yehudi Menuhin was a friend of Duchess Elizabeth's, and he came and helped with the fundraising even before the roof was put back on to St Mary's Church and made it the most beautiful environment for music that it is today. And afterwards he came back and performed there, as did Cleo Lane and Johnny Dankworth. And more recently we've had a series of concerts from the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, who've come back year after year to perform in Haddington. And Sir John Eliot Gardiner brought his Monteverdi singers here as part of his cantata pilgrimage. And after that, he became patron of the Lamp of Lothian Trust. So we've always had this very, very strong link with music.
The Trust was founded, as we've mentioned, by the late Duchess Elizabeth. Is the Hamilton family still involved in the Lamp of Lothian?
Yes, very much so. The current Duke, who is Duchess Elizabeth's grandson, is on the board of the Trust and is an enthusiastic supporter of the festival, and he shows that very clearly by letting us use the absolutely wonderful place that he has at his family home, which is Lennox Love House, to hold one of our concerts each year.
Can you tell me about this year's concert in Lennox Love House?
Well, after 2 years where we've had a cellist and a violinist in Lennox Love, this year we've got a very fine young guitar player, and the acoustics in that hall will be such that not a note will be missed. It is the clearest acoustic you could wish to find anywhere.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing Sean Sheeby, our young artist in residence at Lennox Love. Now, can you tell me what the role of the Lamp of Lothian in the Lammermuir Festival is, and how did this relationship come about?
The Lamp ran a concert series based in Haddington for very many years, and a few years ago when I became a trustee of the Lamp, it became my role to look at that concert series and try and work out how it could be best developed. And the festival is the result of that reconsideration. It takes the festival out away from Haddington across the whole of East Lothian, though it very much takes forward the original ideas of the Lamp of community and trying to make sure that everything that we do serves the community and serves in particular the young people of the community.
And can you tell me about your own involvement with the Lammermuir Festival as chair?
Well, it takes up quite a lot of my time, but very enjoyably so. And to see the festival now coming into its third year really does begin to make that all the work that has gone into it look extremely worthwhile. My history was an involvement with the Edinburgh Festival, where I was deputy chairman over 10 years, so obviously it must be infectious.
Now, we've talked a little bit about Lamp of Lothian's association with St Mary's and the concerts there, and of course this is one of the finest medieval churches in the whole of Scotland. What do you think makes it such a special venue for concerts?
Firstly, it's a light, bright and very beautiful building, and the acoustics there are remarkably good for very many kinds of music.
And St Mary's also houses one of the Lammermuir pipe organs, which again features in this year's festival programme. And I know that you happen to have a personal link with Lammermuir pipe organs.
Yes, I actually played it for the opening service when it was inaugurated, and I played it over the years and came to like it greatly. Again, it is also a beautiful instrument, and to see it in its situation in St. Mary's is something that greatly enhances the impression of the church.
And just as the Lamp of Lothian brings a lot to the East Lothian community, what do you think that Lammermuir Festival brings?
It's brought a number of things. First is visibility of East Lothian to the outside world. Most people don't really know where East Lothian is, but it's well worth finding out because it's a very, very beautiful county. To people who live here, though, it has also given a sense of community. To those people who come to our concerts, there is nothing like having beautiful music coming to a place that's familiar to you. And the link that we have managed to forge through to education and to the local schools has also been incredibly valuable and cements the aims of the Lamp to serve the needs of the whole community.
And what for you personally makes Lammermuir Festival so special, and are there any highlights you've already picked out in this year's festival?
For me, it is experiencing music in new places that carries that thrill of the festival forward. This year, we're going to Yester House, and again, for those people who've never seen Yester House, they will be in for the most wonderful surprise. It is one of the truly great houses of Scotland. And to contrast that, we're going for the first time to a distillery, and I don't need to explain the delights of that.